Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.
Having separate beds to your partner is becoming more and more common, apparently. Couples say they sleep better, and because of that, believe it or not, they're much nicer to each other. Psychotherapist Isolt White is with us on the show today. Where do you sit in the great separate bed divide, Isolt?
Well, I do think that if sleeping together is really badly affecting your sleep, that separate beds can be a useful thing at some time. So one of my ex-partners had a significant snoring problem that even through a flight of stairs, you could hear the snoring. And there were times that separate beds were essential for me to get any kind of night's sleep. So, I mean, I think there are reasons for doing this. If you have very different sort of sleep-wake schedules and if sleep is an issue for you, then there can be reasons to do it. But I don't think, I mean, I also think it's something that probably requires a good discussion between the couple to make sure that it's not related to some other issue.
What's the impact of it on the relationship? Negatively or positive?
I think positive. If both people are getting good sleep, that's always a good
thing.
Sure,
better
humour.
Because,
you know, we're all very tetchy if we're not getting enough sleep. And it's not good for our health not to get enough sleep. But I do think that certainly in my psychotherapy practice, I see what sometimes when couples are sleeping separately, that it is about an underlying resentment between them and some issues around their intimacy that haven't been talked through. So if you are going to sleep in separate bedrooms and it's better for your sleep or you have different sleep-wake schedules, I think it's important to really talk about why you're doing it and to make some plan for how you might, you know, how you might get those moments of just casual intimacy of, you know, waking up in the morning in the same bedroom and having a chat. You know, I think that's important.
Snoring, is that a justifiable reason to jump ship and move rooms?
Well, you know, it depends. If you've heard the way some people snore, yes, absolutely
yeah.
It is. Because it's like trying to fall asleep beside a pneumatic drill, you know. Like, it makes you very, I'm just going to say, it made me blind with rage at times.
Yeah, no, I'd well believe it. Yeah, it's difficult. And I'm sure that, like, by the point you're at the stage where you're packing up and moving bedroom, like, there's got to have been multiple discussions that have happened before that.
Yeah, and multiple things tried, you know, around snoring, you know, but some people really, you know, maybe they have sleep apnea that hasn't been diagnosed and they actually need a CPAP machine. But then you're sleeping with the noise of a CPAP machine. Like, so, you know, these are real issues. And you know, I think, you know, certainly for me, having had young children, my sleep had been disrupted anyway. And I just got to a point where I needed to get my sleep back.
The actress Cameron Diaz has said recently that separate rooms, separate beds was essential for a relationship. Has she sort of made it trendy?
Well, I don't know. I think in the States it's actually become quite a thing in real estate over the last 10 years to build two separate master bedrooms in expensive houses. So, you know, maybe it's before Cameron Diaz said that, and I suppose it's better than having two separate houses.
Yeah. Well, I think isn't that sort of the line? It's kind of there's no shared beds for us, you know, we're middle class. That's kind of the banner around it, isn't it?
Well, I do think so, yeah.
Yeah.
And I personally, when I first read about it about 10 years ago, I was thinking, well, actually, I think three bedrooms, one each, and a place for, you know, for where you explore your intimacy and then you can both go back to your own bed.
I thought you were about to call it a playroom, but when you started that sentence.
there is
the sort of the banner though around for people tuned in today who kind of, you know, maybe you have to have a sort of a thing about their social status or like the idea of the appearance of being wealthy, the big thing to have now is two big master bedrooms.
I do think so, yeah. I think it's a very, very, you know, privileged kind of place to be, the idea that you could have two master bedrooms. You know, so, yeah. But again, I suppose, you know, I was just visiting for Zai and, you know, that's the way kings and queens used to live, with two master
sure,
bedrooms.
Not?
Exactly.
Yeah.
But far from the king and queen we are.
Yeah, it's definitely something though in more recent years, Isolt. I know I mentioned Cameron Diaz there, but you do hear more discussion about it.
Yeah, you do. And I think maybe it's sort of in this move towards each individual has to have their own needs met and less of an ability for people to compromise and come up with, you know, come up with ways of being together.
Yeah.
You know, and so, you know, maybe each person wants their own space for reasons. But like, surely relationships ultimately aren't about, you know, completely having your own space and completely having your own autonomy. Surely relationships are ultimately about finding ways of giving up some autonomy and being interdependent together.
Lots of, I suppose, pause for thought there as well. Isolde White, psychotherapist. Thanks a million, Isolde, for joining us today on the programme.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.